Good morning. It's the 18th of January, 2019. Today we have the King of Cups and the Three of Wands and the Fool. Take the chance. You'll be glad you did, I think. Why not? Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Besides, it looks like a fun trip may be involved, and you can take the dog. The King of Cups will be very happy to see you again, although he may not come out and say so. He's rather reserved about such things, but after a couple beers, he may start to gush a bit. I missed you, man! In the past position today is the psychic, artistic, musical King of Cups. We can roll him in fur and call him a teddy bear, this tender-hearted, compassionate King of Water, Scorpio, Pisces, Cancer. The imagery on this card is that of a king calmly and serenely seated on a throne that seems to be floating on choppy, rippling waters, yet the king holds his gold cup easily without spilling a drop. It's like when you're in turbulence on a plane and hold your plastic cup of wine up to stabilize it so it doesn't spill. Cups represent emotions in the subconscious in the tarot, and this king is always well in control of his, and possibly yours. A word from this wise king and everything is okay again. He may be an important person from the past who may or may not have come straight out and said so, but had very deep feelings for you. Who knew? He always listened and, being a king, always seemed to know what to say and when to say it as if he was reading your mind. Could have been your dad, husband, boss, best friend. They were your go-to who always understood you. This person feels very deeply. You loved this human very much, and he, she, you. This is the king most in touch with his feminine side, which gives him so much of his intuition and innate understanding. Everybody loves him. The central issue here is making a move in order to get to the next level. A human looks off into the distance and into the future, contemplating and calculating time and effort and any possible obstacles to an endeavor that involves, or will involve, a potential partner or partners. This is the powerful Three of Fire, Leo, Sagittarius, and Aries, so we must be careful who we choose to partner up with for the long haul. The human on this card is passionate and driven, yet waits for the word to make a move. The Fool in the future position is the ultimate outsider, numbered zero. He's in a class by himself as he strides and skips through this adventure called life. His eyes look up and ahead, and in this layout, he is right behind the far-sighted human on the three, as if to say, I'm right behind you. It looks like he or she has thrown together a few things wrapped in a scarf, and with only that, a staff, a white rose symbolizing faith and trust in life, and a nervous little dog yapping along his side, the Fool is a very faded and powerful card, and in this position suggests to me that you have nothing to lose by taking a chance. This person from your past you may be afraid won't be experienced or reliable enough for a long-term commitment, but he is a king and moves about in the world with all kinds of people and is very well respected, even loved, which we can't say for all the kings. You'd kind of be a fool not to, is what I get here. In this case, the future is the past, as in starting all over from nothing in a good way, as in being free to do what you want, when you want, and where you want, and with whom you want. The Fool must not be so foolish as to even stop along the way to say hello to anyone who does not have his or her best interest in mind or heart. This king always did, because he innately knows what your best interests are, because he innately knows what makes people happy. This could be a journey to visit someone dear from the past or someone you haven't seen in a very long time, possibly overseas and possibly for some kind of collaboration. Why not? Where are you going? Who's going to feed me? Yaps the dog, often the only adult in the room. Oh, right. How will that work out? You can trust the king. He has contacts all over the place.